Talk Radio.
But
We won't have to face all these problems together. Hallelujah. I don't know how you all feel about that, but my heart just gets Jordan, Jordan, when I think about when I sing that song. Praise God. Oh, but when we all get together, hallelujah, what a wonderful time we're going to have together. Praise God. Well, you are listening. I'm overjoyed. You are listening to God's favorite program coming to you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you have had a good time so far. Praise God. We just want you to sit back because the best is yet to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through in this life, praise God. We know COVID is trying to take people, but we don't rest on COVID because Jesus is the answer, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who else do we need to depend on if not Jesus? Who else do we need to lean on if not Jesus? He is the answer, praise God. It just excites me every time I think about it. Praise God. Jesus, I don't have to call on nobody. I can, because you're the ultimate one I can call on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 The highest praise goes to my Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I lift up everyone that's on here tonight, God. I bless them in the name of Jesus, Lord. If there's a mother, oh God, that have lost a loved one to COVID, a son, a daughter to drugs, a prison wall, God, I'm lifting them up, oh God, that their hearts be comforted, oh God. Maybe a son been slain by the bullet, a daughter, God. I'm lifting them up to you, God, that they be comforted, oh God. I pray for anyone on here that's sick tonight, God, that your healing virtue, God, flow through them, oh God. Father, in the God, you're the healer, God. Hallelujah. And God, when we call upon you, God, you said you will answer, God. So I'm believing you right now with multiple other ones, oh God. Believing, God, that their healing virtue of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, God, is moving through and out each heart, God. Oh, God, healing the mind, the soul, and the body in the name of Jesus, God, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are the God of all, oh, God. You knows everything, God. There's nothing you don't know, God. So, God, we praise you and give you all the glory tonight, God, because it's all about you anyway, God. We come to lift you up. We come to praise you, God. We come to believe you, God, for your people, God. You say pray for one another, God. Oh, Father, God. So whatever it may be a high blood pressure problem, God, but we can believe you together, God, because you said where two or three are gathered in your name, God. You said you would be in the midst, oh, God. Lord, they may be have arthritis all over their body, but God, I know you can, oh, God, give them strength every day, God, to press on, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord God, they may have sugar diabetes, God, but God, I know you can drive that up, God. Hallelujah. God, is there anything too hard for you? No, God, we can trust in you, God. We believe in you, God. We lean on you, God. We depend on you, God. Hallelujah. Whatever it takes, oh, God, for you to move in behalf of your people. You, Father. We give thanks unto you. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything, God, that you are doing in the lives of your people, God. You will not forget us, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. You told us to come with thanksgiving in our heart. We thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to his matchless name. Praise God. Well, is there anyone on tonight, praise God, that have a prayer request? Do press one right now, praise God, and let us pray for your prayer request. We have a number of prayer requests. We are still keeping, praise God, on our prayer list, praise God, and we are still praying for those, praise God, that's on our prayer list, praise God. We will not forget them, even if we may not mention them here. But we keeping our prayer list available and praying over them, praise God, hallelujah, that the enemy cannot steal whatever his plans are, that they are null and void. So if you have a prayer request at this time, praise God, please press 1 so that we can pray for you. We love to pray for you because God said so. Praise God. We see one hand up. Oh, I think they went away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We pray that you will come back. Praise God. We want to pray for your prayer request. Praise God. And is there anyone else, praise God, that has and came back? Okay. I know who you are. Okay. Give us your prayer request.
Sister Vivian, this is
yes,
you.
Ma'am. Yes,
right,
ma'am.
It's not a request. I tell you, we got 3 people on here that's listening, and it's Prophet Gregory Mitchell is on a little bit. He just came on. I don't see his request. And then there's Sister Denise Tarlington. That's my other daughter from Homer, New Orleans. And also on the line is Lakeisha from California. And I pray for all 3 of them. And you know Brother Gregory, I mean Prophet Gregory already. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, I would like for Brother Gregory to have a word and say something right quick to us, right quick. Let him have a word, something to say to us.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I do thank God for this time and this opportunity. Amen. To be with God's people. I bless God for life, health, and strength. You know, I thank God for salvation and sanctification and his holiness. And I just thank God for victory. I thank him, amen, that the blood is still working and that we're covered in every area of our lives. Amen. For the Bible said 1,000 shall fall by side and 10,000 by our right hand, but it shall not come. Now our dwelling. I just thank God, even in this season, how God is blessing us and taking us higher, that we'll forever promote his kingdom and work together. But Jesus' prayer to God was, Father, make them one as we are one, talking about his people. You know, the body of Christ and the saints, I just thank God, amen, that God has and always will hear, amen, the prayers of his people. But praise God, Psalm 34 and verse 15 say, the eyes of the Lord, Father of Moshe, is up on the righteous, and he hear our cry. And I bless, amen, praise God, we just got to continue to pray, or this is the wrong time to stop praying. Glory to God, we got to pray until something happens. And in my closing, I thought about Jesus in the book of Acts, chapter number 4. Amen, praise God, he was a holy child. And the Bible talks about how Herod came against him, and how Pilate, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, I saw the high priest begin to come against him. Amen, praise God. Even if you read the Bible very closely, it's saying even the children of Israel, some of the people of Israel, the chosen people, came against him. Amen, because they didn't really know what they was doing. And praise God, they was coming against him like them Roman soldiers. But the Bible said that 31st verse, amen, and say when they had prayed, they prayed until the place was shaken. So in the realm of the Holy Ghost, we are divine shakers. We got to pray to everything shake a little. Y'all pray with me as I continue to do the Lord. So we and myself and my wife love you, y'all. Thank you for that time.
Praise God. Thank you, Prophet Gregory. Thank you so much. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know how baby Chloe is doing. Sister Caritha, can you give us an update on little baby Chloe?
Yes, she's home from the hospital, thank God. And her mother is saying, you know, she's doing pretty good. There's also baby Zoe. Baby Zoe is waiting for a liver transplant. And there's CJ, who is out of ICU. He's 9 years old. So if we could keep those 3 in prayer, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you. We pray for the children. Sister Carita has a prayer line on Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We wish you can join. We only pray for children. We pray for children all over the world. I thank God for her and the minister. Praise God. I believe God said in his word that children are our heritage, so that we ought to pray for children, because we're going to get on out of here. But our children, they need our prayers. They need our guidance. They need children need us at this time when we're going through so much, and especially those that are sick. We want them to be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to ask Minister G.G. to come with a song for us, and next we will bring the minister of the evening. I'm not going to minister to y'all tonight. I'm going to sit back and listen for a change. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we got one coming mightier than I, if the word say. Minister G.G. Oh, wait. I don't have you on yet. Wait, let me get you on.
Okay. All right, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This time, nowadays we need the cover. And only God can cover us. So we call upon him this evening. Amen. Cover me with your feathers, Lord. Hide my life in the secret place. Shelter me in the time of storm. Cover me with your grace. Cover me, you my strong and mighty tower. Cover me, you are refuge for my soul. Lord, I'm weak, but is there your strength is perfect. I will rest in you, be blessed in you, as you cover me. Cover me with your feathers, Lord. Hide my life in this secret place. Shelter me in the time of storm. Cover me with your grace. Cover me with your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for covering
us.
Praise God.
Wonderful. I love that. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cover. I love this thing. Cover me. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be covered by the Holy Spirit, the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to bring our speaker for the afternoon. Praise God. A wonderful woman of God that I love so dearly. Praise God. And that is none other than Minister Evangelist Prophetess Lorice Carey. Go forth, my dear.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. A special warm greetings to the children. I want to thank you, Minister, for the time in the presence of the Lord and all his people that are here tonight. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you tonight for this special time. I know the time is a little bit beyond, so my scripture reading will be coming out of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. We're going to be talking a little bit about, how the Lord his heart desire for all souls to be saved. And I pray that all the listeners here tonight will, the word of the Lord will minister to their hearts. As God spoke tonight, I know God is in control and he's up to something bigger than you and I. When we're down to nothing, God is up to something so big. So I'm very grateful. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to run through this as quick as I can. So we're coming out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth? Hallelujah. Let me just say a quick prayer. Father, we thank you tonight, dear mighty God, for your word in our ears. We thank you for your plan towards your people, Jesus. Only you alone can do whatever we ask, Lord. So we ask in your victorious, glorious name tonight, Father, that you may continue to move in a mighty way, that people will hear your voice and you will touch their hearts tonight, Father, as we're hearing in your word. Hallelujah. So that was second. Again, we're talking about a little bit. That was the Lord right there. We're talking about verse 4, let me go over again. Who will have all men to be saved? And that's Christ Jesus, one to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, we want to thank God tonight for his word. And we know that God wants all men to be saved. His heart desire that every person should be saved. And we know a lot of people here, you know, they're wondering about the Lord and they can't make up their mind. Some is running here and there trying to figure out if God is real and how they can get to God and why some people are serving God. But we're here tonight with the good news to minister to those who have any doubt in their head or even in their mind. So I just want to say to you tonight, in order to provide salvation for us, Jesus suffered excruciating physical pain through his scourging, physical abuse and crucifixion. He experienced abandonment from God when his fellowship with his Father was broken for the first time. Jesus also experienced divine judgment when God's wrath was poured out upon him because of our sins. God wants us to be saved because he knows sin diminishes us and hinder us from accomplishing God's defined purpose for our lives. The Bible says that God has a plan to prosper you and I, no plan to harm you, plan to give you hope and future. You can find that in Jeremiah 29 and 11. But sin thwarts God's plans and prevents us from experiencing God's best. So tonight, again, we have good news. We're giving you the word of God. We know sin separates us from God and puts forgiveness, peace, and joy up to our reach. Those who fail to commit their lives to Jesus Christ are doomed. Live an unfulfilled life, carry around the gray ghost of guilt. But God doesn't want us to live in defeat and frustration. He wants us to live in peace and victory. That's his plan for each and every one of us. God wanted us to have a good and a beautiful life. God wants his people to be happy. He wants us to be saved. He's a willing God. He gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. He put himself on the cross at right before the time of the crucifixion. This is his words to his Father. He said, Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, I'm going to be obedient to death and humanity's behalf. God is calling for people. God is wanting every person to be saved. His heart desires that everybody to be saved. The Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, be persuaded, men. 2 Corinthians 5 and 11. God created hell for the punishment of the devil and his angels. But it's also the final destination for those who reject Christ. If you reject Christ, you're going to go where the devil is at. That's not what God has planned. That's not his plan. And he never would have ever planned that towards his people. And again, he gave his life for you. He gave his life for me. How much we want him to do for us. God bears so much for us. He's calling people to come to him. And today we know a lot of frustration has been going on in this world. We're looking to the east. We're looking to the west. We're looking to the north. We're looking to the south for help. But in the book of Job, Job said, I looked to all of those places and I couldn't find any help. Until when Job come to his knowledge that he needs to look above, I call on people tonight to look above, look up to where the heavens is at. That is where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. Every child of God, we're on this line tonight. We say yes to the call of Christ in our lives. We could have been just like you at the same way how you are right now out there, wondering, confused, feel like you're defeated, feel like you have no place to go, you have no purpose. But tonight, God wants to tell you that he's alive and well, and God wants to get a hold of your heart. He already gotten a hold of some of us hearts here. Will you join with us tonight? I tell you that you will not lose out because Christ has a perfect plan for you. Again, you can go to Jeremiah 29 and 11. He said, I have such a perfect plan for you, a plan of good, not a plan of evil. He said, I got so much plan for you. Will you seek him tonight? Seek him as you are here tonight. It is a reason why you choose into this radio station. God has something on you. Maybe you feel the nudge of the Holy Spirit. Do not shun the Holy Spirit. Ask God, God, is that you? Do you want me to hear what you're saying? Do you, Lord, I need to understand more of you. I know that I heard tonight that your heart desires for all men to be saved. And I need to know more of you, Lord. Will you help me to know more of you, Jesus? We know we're living in a crucial time. We're living in a confusing time. The people are confused. But I tell you something tonight. People in the world are confused. But the children of God is not confused. Because God said he has given us not a spirit of fear and not a spirit of confusion. He said he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. If you are willing to accept the word of God and the promises of God, will you join with us tonight? I'm here to speak to you and you and you and everybody who is on this line who are moving further in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to stay tuned to the Holy Spirit and let God draw you. God is waiting for you for such a long time. God is wanting you to come to him. God is so desperate for people to come to him. This is who he is. This is the plan that he has for each and every soul. Yes, I'm talking to you tonight. He talks to me as well, and I accept his call. He's waiting for you. Will you come unto him tonight? He have everything in store for you. His promise is true. His promise is real. His promise is perfect for your life. And if you find yourself tonight heading into some place that you're not supposed to be, I ask that you turn around and call for the help of God. You must have heard something about him, or else you would not be listening tonight. His word is power. His word is life. That's why you're in his presence. So I call on you and you and you to ask God to give you a helping hand. Somebody 6 and 10 said, he is a present help in trouble. 46 and 1. He said he's a present help in trouble. If you are in trouble tonight, run to the master's hand. He declares himself as your God. I'm going to turn over to Exodus chapter 20 at this time to show you where God said. God said, I am your God. He said, I'm a jealous God. Don't you know that when you show something else over the Lord, you get him all jealous? He's like a husband. The Bible declare him as the groom. You are the bride. And tonight, as you hear, he knows your name. He knows your need. And nobody knows you like Jesus do. He gave his life for you. He gave everything of himself for you. And he gave it with a willing heart. He gave it with a willing heart. And if you would hear these words tonight and turn your eyes towards the King as we do, remember now, I want to say to you that we all living here on this earth. And if we are here telling you tonight that God did something for us, I pray that you will hold on to these words. Take it and run. Start seeking God. Let me go to Exodus chapter 20, verse. I'm going to start out of verse 5. Let me do verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Some of we hate Christ, and hear what he says in verse 6, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. God have a perfect love for us. God love is upon us. God love is for you and it's for me. And listen what he says in verse 1. And God, I should say Exodus 20. And God speaks all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Don't you know that before you enter into your mother's womb, you were in bondage? But God went ahead and made the way. He made the way so that you can have a better life. I can have a better life. And everyone here who are on this call tonight who already say yes to Christ Jesus, don't you know that we were in bondage? In the book of Psalm, David said, we were born in iniquity, in sins, and shaping iniquity. But God knows that we were going to be like that. It's like we were crippled. It's like we were deformed in sin. God gave his life and made the way for us. And tonight I'm calling for people. You know that God is real. God said, I am your God. He said to him that I am your God. What more can we ask him to do? What more do we want God to do? What else can we ask of him? He didn't stop there. He went ahead and he gave his life. He gave his life on the cross. You heard I said he gave his life. He was scorched. He was in agony. He went to the crucifixion at the cross for you and I. He was beaten. He was wounded. He never said no. He was into obedience until the day, until today. He said, I am your burden bearer. He still didn't leave us until today. He's still carrying burden. He's still carrying shame. He never leave us anywhere. He's alongside us, my brothers and sisters. Will you hear the voice of God now and call on his name? His name is such power. That name will touch you like a fire. Call on his name. He did it for us. He will do it for you. He's a God that makes himself available. He wants to help you. That's all he does. His name is a helper. His name is a way maker. Whatever you need him to do, just call on him. However you need him to attend to you, he's a merciful God. His mercy is new every morning. He gives himself for us. He gave himself for us. And he's a righteous God. He's calling for people to hear his voice. Hear his voice today. Harden not your heart. The Bible said so. Allow him to move in your way. Allow him to fashion you and mold you. Allow him to love you. Nobody can love you like Jesus. Nobody can touch you like the Lord. I want to take you to Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that was Matthew 11, 28, 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know what God is saying here? God is saying that if you're tired, let your up. If you feel like you can't do it anymore, he said, I am here, here am I. That's the God that we serve. He makes himself available at all times. He said, here am I. Cast your cares upon me. I want to do it for you. You don't have to do it. He loves you so much. He loves us so much. That's what John 3:16 said. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's the only one son, the Alpha and Omega. And nobody else is here like him. Nobody can do anything like him do. I ask you tonight to hear the love of God surrounding you at this time. As we, the children of God, here in the presence of the Almighty God, we are here tonight in agreement, asking the world, for those who are listening, take a step. Make a step. You can't get hurt making that step, I promise you, because God is so nurturing. He will help you to move. He will help you to see him, to understand him. If you're tired and you can't do it anymore, call on him. Lay at his feet. Cry unto him. He understands the language of tears. I don't understand it. Nobody else here understands it. Minister Vivian do not understand it. She's a servant of God. But God has changed her. God has been helping her. God takes all of her pain away. God took her burden. And she is free. Because the Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is a freedom for the children of God. God said, come unto me, those who are heavy burden. Let me continue in Matthew 11:28-30. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy burden, and I will give you rest, and lean on me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That is Matthew 11:28-30. Come on. I know somebody's writing down that scripture right now. The book of Matthew, St. Matthew chapter 11, 28 and 30. Yes, you need to write it down. Read it over and over. It is the Bible told us that the word of God is a spirit and it ministers to your soul. Matthew 11:28-30. That is what God is saying. If you feel like you're so overloaded, come unto me and I will give you rest. You are my child. It doesn't matter what mistakes you make. I take beauty and turn it. I take ashes and turn it into beauty. God is not looking at the mess that you make. This is what his life is about. He is here to forgive. He is here to forgive you. He's not looking at the mess that you did. He's looking at the beauty. He's looking at what he can make out of you. God is not looking at those things. So if you're here tonight and you're saying that, I may want you to come and say, oh, I am perfect. If we are perfect, we do not need Christ Jesus. That's what he's saying. His arms is wide open for each and every person here tonight. He's ready, and he's willing. He never turned his back on his people because he knew the pain that he went through for you. He went to the cross just to give you life, give you eternal life. Don't you understand that there is a life behind this life? I tell you, if you start to see Jesus, Jesus will open up everything to you. The Bible said he's a teacher. He said if you ask, he will give you liberally. Whatever you want to know, ask the Lord. Whatever you want to know, just call on him. He will show you. He will answer you. Do not waver. Just go boldly to him and ask him. He will show you. He will manifest. He will teach you. And he will let you understand. So tonight, I ask that you open up your heart and receive these words. As you're here tonight, Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting for you. There is a beginning and there is a end. The book of we have three books in the Bible called Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, it's four books. Sorry, I messed up. Please forgive me. Four books. These books talk about the death of the birth of Jesus, his death, and his resurrection. These is burial as well. I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. It talks about the birth of Jesus. It talks about the death of Jesus, And it talks about the birth of Jesus, the death of Jesus, his resurrection, and his burial. Those books talks about Jesus. Jesus went to the cross for your sin, and Jesus is coming back again. We understood what God, what he said to us. So we're praying that you may get an understanding tonight. As soon as you start to seek the Holy Ghost, that he may reveal himself to you and help you to understand as well. I want to go to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, and that's going to be my closing. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, well, I'm not going to get into that part. Well, it's 5 verse 7. 1 Peter 5 verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Don't you know that God cares for you? I tell you something tonight. None of your children, neither your husband, neither your wife, nobody around you, your boss, nobody cares for you like Jesus do. The Bible said man will fail you. You dare not trust your own. But I tell you tonight, there's a trust in God. If you put your trust in the Alpha and Omega, you will see the beginning of your life start flourishing. You will see a different, you go into a different level. We've been there with you, I tell you. We were out in the world as well, and we were there right where you are, or maybe we were below you. But here we are tonight, rejoicing in God's presence, rejoicing in the joy of the Lord, holding our head high and lifting up our Jesus, spreading the gospel, telling us the good work, telling us who Christ Jesus is. Cast your care upon him tonight. He's so caring that you can't even understand. When you need peace, he will give it to you. You need direction, he's there for you. Whenever you need, call on him. He's so loving. The Bible declare his love as agape love. His love is relentless. You need nothing when you're in the presence of God. Your husbands and your wife cannot love you like God do. Your children cannot love you. That's a different love. We're talking about the agape love. You can talk to your husband or maybe your children and ask them, would you lay down your life for me? Jesus did it for you. Jesus did it for me. What more do we want him to do? Calling him to day. Turn your life over to him. Do more. Whatever load you're carrying, come on, just take a deep breath in the presence of God. Lay it all out to him so that you can relax and be still and know that God is God over your life. God is God over your situation. Who can do it more better than Jesus? Nobody can. I know that God is willing and able again, because whatever you ask him to do, he will do it. Call on his name. His name is so victorious. His name is so special. His name is power. His name is a wind maker. His name is salvation. It is peace. Whatever you need him to do, call on him. The book of Isaiah said, he's the great I am that I am. He's a healer. He's ready to heal you. The Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Our chastisement of peace was upon him, and by his stripes you were healed. All of those things are the benefits of God. He said, I've healed your disease. In Psalm 105 verse 3, he said, I've healed them. They're not yours. Whatever you need, God already bought it. He paid for it with his blood. And it's all yours. It is a promise. It's something that he can't take back. Trust him. Step out in faith tonight. Come to him. All of these things that are going on around the world, I tell you something. The peace of God is upon his children. Those who believe in righteousness. Those who turn away from their sinful ways. Will you turn your face towards God tonight? Give him at least one try. Try him for once. You cannot lose. You try the world and you get so tired and overwhelmed. Try Jesus tonight. There's a song that goes like this, try Jesus. If you try everything and everything fail, try him. Step out and try him. I promise you, you will not lose out. I promise you that God is there to help you up. He will strengthen you in the deepest time of your need. He will strengthen you in the deepest time of your weakness. He will provide for you in your need. He's a helping God. He's such a good God. So I pray tonight that you will seek him as I call his name over this entire connection tonight. Hear the voice of God, and whatever God calls you to do, do it. We're going to praise him together. We're going to celebrate together. And that very right day when he returns, God, amen, hallelujah. I leave you with those words tonight, and I bless the name of Jesus, minister. I give God praise for you. I thank God for you. And I pray double portion of strength back upon you, 100-fold in the presence of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. And every participant here tonight, we are in the hand of God. We said so, and we're going to close it and seal it by the power in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, minister. God bless you. I'm going to turn it over to you at this time.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God. Is there anybody on here tonight that would want Minister Clarice to pray for them? Do press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are so glad that she came tonight. God bless you. God bless you. And may he continue to bless you. Praise God. The woman had brought the word of God tonight of salvation to us. And if there is anyone that's not saved, please press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. God has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. She brought it all out. Praise God. Anything you need, he'll do it. Praise God. Lord God, thank you. I thank God for the God that we serve. Praise God. I thank God for the one that has loved us, praise God, with an everlasting love, praise God. Hallelujah. And she brought it out, praise God. I don't know whether you got the scriptures, but I did, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Minister Cherry. Praise God. Well, I have Sister Janice on, and I just want to give her, let her say a word, because she was in the way of the storm. She was in Alexandria. Can you tell us how you made out, my dear?
Good evening. God is good, and he's good all the time. I just want to say that I just thank everyone for your prayers and your concerns, but God brought us through, and we're back in our house today. And we're just grateful and we're thankful for everything that everyone has done. Amen.
Amen. I want y'all to know that Minister Janice has a blog on Friday nights at 8 p.m. I wish that you all could go in and encourage her, because they have gone through the storm. God brought them through. Praise God. It's nothing but God. Hallelujah. They've been out of their home since the hurricane, but she just said they are back in it. They were without lights and everything. Praise God. But you all pray for her, her blog, that maybe she'll be able to be on next Friday. And also Minister Gigi, she's on tomorrow evening for 6 o'clock on the same number. And don't forget me, I'll be right back here next Sunday at 7 o'clock. That's Minister Vivian Collins. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. You know, the Lord God wants to keep us in his perfect peace. Hallelujah. And not only that, he wants to bless us. Praise God. So God's blessing. God said bless his people. And he said if you bless people, come on, y'all. I want y'all to get in the attitude of blessing people. So when you bless people, the blessing's going to come back upon you. Praise God. I thank God for his loving kindness and his mercy and his grace toward us. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. Minister Janice, I want to say this. She takes care of her mother that's on the bed. And I know that it was a trial. Praise God. But it wasn't a trial to her, because she takes care of her mother so lovingly. Praise God. But God brought them through. Praise God. She's an evacuee from Katrina, is what I wanted to say. She's evacuee from Katrina. And now she had to move up there. But God keeping. Be blessed now. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Come back again.